By 1906, Picasso had settled into Parisian life and had become part of the artistic community. In that year, he sold no less than 27 paintings to the dealer Ambroise Vollard, who would become a great champion of Picasso's work. He fell in with the circle surrounding American writer and art collector Gertrude Stein, which included Henri Matisse. He also began to encounter the art of ancient tribal cultures, what Picasso and his contemporaries referred to as primitive art. Artists like Matisse and André Derain were captivated by tribal art and collected sculpture from the Pacific Islands and Africa. But it was at the Louvre that Picasso first discovered the ancient Iberian stone faces that had recently been unearthed in southern Spain. He cemented his fascination for these ancient carvings after a trip through the Spanish Pyrenees to the Catalan village of Gozol in 1906. And on his return to Paris, he painted this strikingly spare self-portrait. The asymmetrical eyes, a characteristic of all Picasso's portraits, are here enlarged and deeply etched, reminiscent of the bulbous forms of the Iberian heads. The subtle pink and grey tones add to the portrait's stony appearance, and this sculptural quality is further emphasized by the pasty, thickly applied paint. The rounded form and simplified features of the mask-like face recall the late portraits of Paul Cézanne, the artist Picasso considered one of his greatest influences. The spare simplicity of Picasso's Iberian-influenced works was certainly innovative. It gave a detached anonymity to his portraiture that might seem at odds with the aim of creating a likeness. But they were sober in comparison to the more jarring, angular figures Picasso produced in the following years, after his discovery of African art.